to visit that has been part of a series of meetings in advance in trying to develop an understanding. And I'll be joined by Deputies Brendan Howland and John Brady, and also Senator Regina Doherty. And it follows meetings with a number of ambassadors. We've met with Ukrainian ambassador, the Moldovan ambassador, and also the Romanian and Georgian ambassadors as well, along with the Slovakian ambassador. And it's trying to develop a deeper understanding of what's happened in transfer stations. We're going to go to visit Suceava in Romania, and we'll also be crossing the border into Moldova, where there's a lot of pressure in terms of humanitarian issues and refugee issues in Moldova. So it's to try on the first hand to develop a deeper understanding, but also to see what's happening in the likes of Romania, where upwards of 80,000 Ukrainian citizens have arrived, and to see how they're dealing with their capacity issues in education and health, and to see if there's quick lessons learned as well that we can bring back home. But ultimately, as chair of the EU Affairs Committee, we keep an eye on the accession process, and Moldova and Georgia and Ukraine have applied for EU membership, so we're going to be meeting with political representatives to discuss those issues as well.
And indeed, it's an important opportunity to see, is Ireland doing the right thing, and can, as a country, we do more?
Yeah, that's it. And look, the different populations and different ratios will have different pressures, but ultimately Irish people in the main want to do the right thing here. We need to react as quickly as possible. But when you consider our figure at the moment is around 14,000, we have a similar population to Slovakia, and Slovakia are taking in 10,000 Ukrainian citizens per day. So there's different pressures in different countries. And one of the things that we received as a country during Brexit was massive solidarity from our European partners and our European neighbours. And now in a time of crisis, we're engaging very closely, and our committee is engaging very closely with these countries directly affected. And when you consider Poland have taken in upwards of 2.5 million Ukrainian citizens at this stage, we have to see how we can work together collectively, and also to be realistic in what will work, and what are the right things to do, and to see where the various pressures are. So it's important that we bring back any lessons as well to our own parliament, and directly engage with our own ministers who have direct responsibility.